This case says nothing about the merits or constitutionality of the collective bargaining law. Rather, it's focused on how it was passed. A circuit court judge found legislators broke the open meetings law when they passed the bargaining plan. She invalidated the law on those grounds, a move Assistant Attorney General Kevin St. John said was unprecedented and unconstitutional. St. John urged the state Supreme Court to get involved immediately and to overturn the lower court's ruling.
This is an extraordinary case. This is an extraordinary case in which this court has exercised original jurisdictions in matters just like it.
But Attorney Lester Pines, representing Democratic Senator Mark Miller, said the court could only take that extraordinary step in emergencies. Pines said this case didn't fit that billing. It was passed 3 months ago, and if the Republican legislators charged in it wanted to speed the case along, they could have testified. Those legislators chose not to, and they slowed the case down.
This is a circumstance of where they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to say, we don't want to participate, we're going to exercise our privilege, but we want you to take this case up because we want you to decide there's nobody to appeal this case because we're not there.
Pines and others fighting the bargaining law say that if the Department of Justice thinks this case has merit, it should fight it through the usual appeals process. Politically speaking, that presents some issues for Republicans who would rather put this issue behind them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.